Justin Fluke with you, joined now by Coach Dan Shoup to talk Jackson Heights girls basketball. The Lady Cobras remain perfect in the Northeast Kansas League, 11-0, overall 14-1 on the season, and a few good wins since last time we spoke, bouncing back from the only loss of the season in that tournament championship game at Hiawatha. But, Coach, you beat Horton 58-36 last Thursday. Friday, had to play the next night on the road again and beat Oskaloosa 51-14. And then last night against Pleasant Ridge 36-21. So you knew you had this stretch coming up with quite a few games here, not a lot of practices, all these games on the road. But it looks like your team's responded pretty well to that challenge overall, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we've done a pretty good job of adjusting, and again, three road games in a row, I mean, having to go on the road, but we're glad to get into the second half of the season. We're going to try to finish hard here with these last five games.
The last game was more of the low-scoring contest against Pleasant Ridge last night. You win that one 36-21. I mean, holding opponents to 21 or 14 points, I know you like your chances. Has the defense really been one of the keys, I guess, especially here in these last couple games?
Yeah, I mean, from the beginning, we kind of hang our hat on the defensive end and what we do there, and we're doing a decent job of doing what we have to do to kind of limit the opposing team's scoring opportunities. I'm happy where we're at, and again, now we're just trying to prepare for the next one.
How about the offense? Are you seeing, we talked about a couple girls that have done a lot of scoring, obviously, Thompson and Oberding, but you're starting to see some more balance or feel like those 3, 4, and 5 scores will continue to give you a little bit more here down the home stretch?
Yeah, and that's what's been kind of important these last three games. We're kind of getting other kids some opportunities to put the basketball in the basket, and which is going to help us with some depth. And so, yeah, we see a lot of positive things on that end.
Final thought, Coach. As you look ahead to your upcoming schedule here, Valley Falls on Friday night, Jeff County North, and then McLouth, Effingham, and Mar Hill, Man Alive, only 5 games left in the regular season. But what is something that you're still pretty focused on that you feel like your team hasn't quite reached the level that you would like? I mean, is there an area or two that you're really going to be focused on for improvement here in these next few games?
I mean, you look at, you're watching things and you're seeing things. There's always little things. I mean, we're kind of a perfectionist, so we are in what we do. So we're always seeing things that we can improve on and get better at. And that's our focus. I mean, we tell the kids, I mean, we're trying to improve each game and each day and see if that can be good enough to get us where we want to go at the end of the season.
Have you seen that focus or maybe just a little bit more after that first loss of the season, just even in practices as well as all these games, maybe the team, just the consistent effort night in and night out, maybe stepping up a little bit?
And it does. I mean, it was either going to take that or a close win to get us back on track. But, I mean, that loss up there, I mean, I think did some benefits. So it did. It kind of gathered people around a little bit tighter and said, hey, we got some things we got to improve on and get better at. So, I mean, that refocused our team. So it did. So, again, hopefully, and then in the long run, it benefits us as we come down here toward the end of the season.
You bet. Well, best of luck in the upcoming games. Coach, appreciate your time. We'll chat again next week.
Yeah, thank you, Justin.
Dan Shoup, head coach of the Cobras. We'll talk Jackson Heights boys basketball after this.